Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go back to the comments of Bill of Oconomowoc. As always, Bill has nailed it. Bill's point, and I think it's a very good one, is we have entered a really dangerous period for our democracy. You know, in the past, each side would want to win an election. But if somebody lost an election, they would concede. They'd say they'd support the guy who won, the woman who won, the man who won, and we would move on. Now it's gone beyond that. The Donald Trump, we had a guy who said that if he didn't win, it would be fraud. He said that in advance of the election. Then when he didn't win, he said it was fraud, and he pounded into people's heads. And a lot of people, and there can be very good people, if you hear that from a permission giver, from the big man, you believe him, then you get ginned up at his speech and you go up to the Capitol and you're saying, hang Mike Pence. And they put up a gallows. I mean, Mike Pence is a conservative Republican vice president. And what his sin was, he said to Trump, look, I don't have the authority to overturn the certification. 50 governors and 50 secretaries of state have certified something. And for that, Trump says, well, if he does what he supposed to do, great. If he doesn't, oh well. And he shrugged and everybody hang Mike Pence. And Nancy, listen, if they had seen Mike Pence or Nancy Pelosi, even with a little security, they would have beaten them to death. And I think Bill's point, and I think there's a lot of legitimacy, this is going to grow. What happens next time? Some of these people were armed, and I'm not just talking about poles and clubs and knives. What happens next time if they go in weapons and start shooting? Like the Boulder, Colorado shooter yesterday. What would have happened if they'd gotten there 5 minutes earlier and Nancy Pelosi was still in the chamber? And Mike Pence, walking down the hall, had a couple of security around him and they're shouting, hang Mike Pence. What happens if they'd bumped into Mitt Romney? He came very close. He came like a minute. You could see the video. He was walking. Suddenly they turn around and run the other way. You have very little idea. I had very little idea until I looked at this, how close a call it was that a congressman would have been killed or a senator. And somebody did get killed. Brian Sicknick, a good man, an officer. He died. Another officer got his eye gouged out. Think about that. Two others were damaged when they're beaten on the head with lead pipes. Some of the new video coming out from the FBI that they released shows the officers down and being beaten. One officer standing there and people are talking to him and shoving him. And he just, you know, he's one guy against a mob. He has a weapon. He doesn't want to start shooting into a mob. Get criticized for killing somebody at a demonstration, he doesn't know. And not only that, there are hundreds of people there and there's just him. Maybe one or two other guys, he'll be overwhelmed and his weapon will be taken away from him. This has got to be shut down. And it can be shut down in the short run by law enforcement and prosecution and good prosecutors. But in the long run, the only way it can be shut down, if there's bipartisan legitimacy to a statement that we are not going to tolerate violence in American politics. It's the one characteristic. I mean, there are many characteristics. You know, a lot of these authoritarian countries just adopted the US Constitution. They have a First Amendment, they have a Second Amendment, they have a Fifth Amendment and a Fourth Amendment. They don't enforce them. They think they're jokes. We actually enforce them. A lot of these other authoritarian countries say, we're going to have the peaceful transition of power, and they snicker. Up until Trump, we stood out. Now with Trump, you have people who will say, if I don't win this election, there was fraud, presumptive fraud, and a fraudulent occupier of the office is not legitimate. Joe Biden's not legitimate, even though he won by 7 million votes and he had 306 electoral votes. And he only needed 270. He had 36 more electoral votes than he needed, 7 million more popular votes than he needed. Even with that, he's legitimate. So anything goes. That message is now the message of the mainstream of the Republican leadership. People like Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney and Ben Sasse, Lisa Murkowski, are in the minority. You do have Richard Burr of North Carolina, who voted to convict Trump. He's retiring. Richard Shelby of Alabama, he's retiring. Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, he's retiring. Ron Portman, Ohio, he's retiring. The ones that are trying to stop it, Moscow Mitch is chicken. He's being denounced by Trump. Is hanging from a thread and a bad guy. There's a fight between this cultist, QAnon, part of them QAnon, not all of them, violence-oriented Republican Party and their business leadership. This is very dangerous for the country. We need Republican leaders. We need an honest conservative party. It would be exemplified by Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney. You can rationally disagree on a lot of economic issues, but there has to be core agreement on something, the rules of the game. You can't go into a Super Bowl. Let's say you had Kansas City against Tampa Bay. And one team said, one team was armed, knifed people in kind of gang tackle pileups, said this game is rigged, it's fraudulent, and it's going to last as long as we want. And if there's a play, the other team scores a touchdown, it'll be called back because we will say that they weren't permitted to have that many receivers downfield. And you may say, listen, the refs, they decide, and this was legal. Well, no, it wasn't. Who would watch that Super Bowl? Who would even go to that Super Bowl? It's not the kind of Super Bowl you want. Well, in a Democratic election is infinitesimally, is exponentially more important. Exponentially more important. And we have violence in our politics because of the Republican Party. To give you an example, in Florida right now, the websites, including the websites for Hillsborough County, which is Tampa is, and Miami-Dade, which is Miami is, their websites show Donald Trump as the president still. Donald Trump. Donald Trump. 10 websites around Florida. This guy named Jay Kramer. He's the chair of Indian River County Grand Ole Party Republican. He was one of the insurrectionists, and he said Donald Trump is the president. This is going on right now as I'm speaking. And Tampa, you've been to Tampa, it's a great town. Our law firm has an office in Tampa, important business town, good town. They have a Republican Party who says that Trump is the president. Miami, you've been to Miami? Miami-Dade? Great place. Like going to Miami? Miami. They say that Trump is the president. This has got to stop. Folks, this has got to stop. We're coming to the end of the show. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate of the Diamond Crudy, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Sandoz on Tuesday's Busted Pencil, on Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local, and my man Pizza Box Mike with Outside the Pizza Box and Max Inc. Radio. We'll be back tomorrow with more Matt Flynn Direct. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.